Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Benny,
I know. He already told me that I needed to take it. I know. He told me I needed to take it down a notch. My energy is on 1,000 today.
We need to all bring our energy levels up to Jasmine's level.
Right.
But get on my level.
No. Our guest is shaking her head. No.
So, like Jasmine said, we have a very special guest on with us this morning. We have Miss Sonora on with us. Sonora, tell everybody we said, oh my gosh. Hello.
Say hello to everybody.
I was going
to
say that we said hello at that. I'm not there yet.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Sonora. I'm Jasmine's little sister, I guess.
We've known each other now, let's see. Oh gosh.
14 years.
Over half your life, that's for sure.
Yes.
Oh, wait, that's about over half my life, too. So, yeah.
She's finally processing the math now.
I know. I was like, wow, that's a long time.
So let's give like a little bit of background about Sonora. Sonora, you and kind of like the reason we had you on. Sonora's super smart girl.
crazy intelligent.
Go ahead and tell them a little bit about like your education background, and we'll kind of like weave that into our today's topic.
Yeah, sure. So I went to school in LA, and I have 2 degrees, one in criminology and criminal justice, and the second one in political science.
And like we said, smart.
I am headed off to law school next year to eventually go into politics. And
at an HBCU.
Yes,
at an HBCU. Throwing that out there. Yes.
So that's kind of a generalization of my story.
Yeah. Thank you. So Sonora is going to come on to talk a little bit more about the 22 ideas that we put out last week on policy reform that we can, you know, kind of take action on now, or what we can start to look after.
Yeah.
Look to be doing once the protests are over. All right. Let's go ahead and get into our recaps really quick though.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny thinking about like this last week, it was a pretty slow week for me. You know, I really didn't do too much. On Sunday was probably, oh, actually, no. Sonora came over at some point and we hung out. Mm-hmm. And actually, let me back that thing up and reverse it, okay?
Oh, so not nice only, reference.
Right, thank you. Not only did I get to see Sonora last week, but my other really good friend, Chelsea, came over and we had dinner as well. So I'm actually kind of spoiled with my friends right now. And then on Sunday, I spent the entire day pretty much like cleaning my room and decluttering, and it was actually really therapeutic. You know, like I had some candles lit, I had my diffuser going.
Candles? No. Ooh.
Yes. Oh yeah. No, I love scents.
Turn down the lights.
Yes, thank you.
Open the door.
I'm so dead. But yes. Oh, and then laundry. And then I did laundry. So yeah, Sunday was like a very much like self-care, house chore kind of day.
Yeah, doing laundry could be sexy too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Turn down the lights. Yes. Mood setting.
Yeah, right?
So my weekly recap, last Friday, I went on a march with the Bellevue School District. They put on something for all teachers in their school district and for the children as well. And it was a really good march because it stayed peaceful. Obviously, mm-hmm. There were children out there. And it was really powerful. We did a 30-second moment of silence for Breonna Taylor's birthday, which is the time it takes to say happy birthday twice. And what the speaker said is, this is how long it would take for us to sing happy birthday twice. But since her life was taken from us, we don't get to celebrate that. So we're going to be silent instead. And so like, I'm standing there and I'm like, oh my gosh, 30 seconds is one, a very long time. And then what I knew is that we were marching to like the city center or like the courts in Bellevue. And I knew that once we got there, we were going to be taking an 8-minute and 46-second moment of silence, because that is the amount of time it took for Derek Chauvin to kill George Floyd. When I tell you guys, I was laying there on the ground during this 8 minutes and 46 seconds. I just started crying. Like, it was like the silent tears, and they just dropped without me even really knowing that they were dropping, because 8 minutes and 46 seconds is a long amount of time for mm-hmm. you to just like he had it made up in his mind from the moment that he put his knee on George's neck that he was killing that man, because there was so much time for him to do the right thing. And that's the heaviness that I felt that day. It was just really heavy. I was like, there was just so many seconds for him to have changed that whole situation around, and he chose not to. So that was really powerful, and I really appreciated that. One other thing that I wanted to bring up that I've been doing actually since last week is I've been listening to Girl Trek's Black History Bootcamp, and essentially it's a walk and talk. They're 30-minute walk and talks, and it's a 21-day long thing. I'm sad that it's not longer because I'm learning so much, but each day they highlight an African-American woman that's helped us to get to where we are now. I'm learning so much. It's extremely powerful because they ask you a lot of questions that make you look within mm-hmm. to kind of find things that align with these like powerful women. And yesterday was Sojourner Truth, and they asked like, what would happen if you told your truth? And mm-hmm. I just was like, when I thought about it, I was like, nothing would actually happen except for I would be vulnerable. And that's a hard thing to be, is to be vulnerable and to kind of like wear your full self, wear your heart on your sleeve. And I'm just learning a lot, but I definitely think that everybody should check it out. You can actually, if you don't have time to listen to it on the call, they start at like 9 a.m. Pacific time. So they're pushing the podcast out every day as well. And you can find it on Apple and Google, or Spotify.
Cool.
So yeah,
that's actually helpful. I didn't know that I could reference it after the fact.
Yeah, so that's what I sent you the other day.
Oh, well,
she was busy doing laundry, though, so she didn't have time.
Right? No, I was in a whole different mood and mindset.
It would have helped with your laundry. It's a meditation. What happens if you tell your truth?
So Nora, tell us about your week. What did you do? Anything fun, exciting?
No, not really. I just moved back from LA, and so it's mostly just been getting myself situated in Seattle for a little bit. I've been organizing a lot of things. I put together a little home gym in our garage.
Ooh. So,
you know, self-care.
What kind of stuff you got in there?
We got a treadmill. We got some weights.
Okay, you said this like I'm literally thinking like a mat and some bands and some weights. And you're like, no, we got a bike. We got a treadmill.
I was thinking that for sure. I was like, they got a setup.
Right. We got kettlebells.
So, you know, I've been working out a little bit. Some just like serious self-care with everything going on. Like,
yes.
And you know, I have a high risk father at home right now. And so like I can't be out protesting on the streets. So, you know, my mom has been really great. She's been making cakes and in exchange.
I saw that.
Yeah, she's been making cakes for people in exchange donating to BLM.
Oh, I love that. Bless her.
You know, I haven't really been helping with that, but.
You know, I don't blame you, because here's the thing. We have been cooking and baking and stuff so much since this pandemic started. And at first it was like, oh, I miss this. This is fun. And then now it's just like, ugh, I don't want to do dishes. Ugh, I don't want to have to clean the kitchen. I don't want to.
That's my job. The cleaning is all on me.
Yeah. Yeah, cooking is an entire chore. It's an entire process.
Yes. Oh, man.
Shoot. Are we going to go into a 2 to 3 minute break before our icebreaker?
I think we should jump into our break, because our icebreaker is going to be something hot and spicy, okay? All right, you guys. So thanks for listening and tuning in. We will be right back after this short break.
Have something important to say? Want to help improve our world? Need to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Our staff helps broadcasters and podcasters create professional-sounding audio. Bring your talent and let our experts help you craft a radio show or podcast that best delivers your message. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local.
Hey, Seattle! Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Miss a show on KKNW? Check out 1150kknw.com for podcasts of many of our programs. That's 1150kknw.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back
to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we did a weekly recap for you guys, and now we're going to kick off our icebreaker.
Yes. So we're going to keep it. We're going to do the same thing that we did last week with our influential African-American historical figures, I would say, because not all of them
prominent are, and or influential African-American.
There you go.
Killers.
That's exactly what I was trying to do. yes. So this time we had Shantae's mom send us each a list of people. And I think this is going to be interesting because everybody's ideas of people that they think that we might know is different.
Yeah, I definitely said, can you send us some people that we would like, you know, obviously know? And there's one person on here who I should know, but I don't.
Yeah, there's on my list, I know maybe one of them. I had to look at each of them.
But I think that that's nice too. We're being educated and so are you.
Exactly.
So
like last week was a learning experience for me. We learned about Winston Duke.
I mean, we didn't learn about him. I just didn't know his name.
I was surprised. I was like, really?
That was funny.
Girl, but that's the thing. I know who he is. I just didn't know. That's me with everybody. I just don't know a lot of people's names. I'm like, you know, that one guy in that one movie. Anyway, who wants to kick it off? You want to kick it off?
Oh, all right. Okay, so I will kick it off. I will give my information to you, Sonora.
Okay.
And then you're going to give to Shantae.
Okay.
And then Shantae is going to give to me.
Okay.
Each person will have a minute to guess all five names. Try not to rhyme the name. And if you want an extra challenge, don't say anything about their body of work.
Ooh.
But I don't think we should do that this time.
Yeah,
because it could kind of be like a sensual.
That's like my whole list.
I'm already at a handicap disadvantage.
Well, Sonora, good luck.
And don't forget, you can pass as well. Like if you say stuck on ones, I think. Shantae was on one of the other. Or no, it might have been Jazz last week. Whatever.
Yeah, there
was
one, skip it, was, it and then we can come back.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's just painful, guys. Okay, so Sonora, you ready?
Kinda.
Just okay, good.
All right.
Big deep breath. Tell me when you're ready.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, and
okay, let's go. So African American novelist, he passed back in like the late 80s. So just to give you a little bit of a thing there,
I think I know who it is.
LeBron's last name And then SNL actor Alec. There you go. Beautiful. Okay, first African-American female to run for president.
Shirley Chisholm.
God bless. African-American man looks like Einstein, escaped slavery. Yes. Oh, my God. I love you. Okay.
Roll. Keep going.
Female civil rights activist. I think also helped with like voting rights maybe back in the day. Okay, we're going to pass. author, she passed away last year. No. A lot of people quote her. I know who. Toni Morrison. Yep.
Hey, not bad. Not bad. Not bad. Not bad.
So the ones that we didn't get was Fannie Lou Hammer. I don't know. Yeah, I had no idea. So like James Baldwin, I had to look up. Fannie Lou Hammer, I had to look up. Frederick Douglass, I just kind of had to clarify because I was like, oh, I know who he is, but who is he?
Who is he?
And then really? same with Toni Morrison. I didn't want to confuse her for like a poet or something. Yeah. Or like, you know what I mean? I know that she's an author and whatnot. So mm-hmm.
I have a couple Toni Morrison books.
Yeah. Okay, so that was...
Or Bluest Eye.
That Bluest Eye, yes.
Bluest Eye is so depressing.
That was one of her... that's like her most famous, one of her famous works of art or bodies of art.
Yes, it is.
Like a lot of her books are kind of, yeah.
That's
yeah.
The point. Like she was like, yeah. You know, I'm going to tell the
like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
It's not a fairy tale.
It's hard to read.
Man.
Got me sitting after reading like, now what do I do? What do with this?
Okay. So, Sonora, are you ready to give to Shantae?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Ooh, I'm nervous. And I'm not even doing it right now.
All right. Big deep breath. Ready? And go.
All right. Conductor of the Underground Railroad.
Harriet Tubman.
Yes. All right. First black woman in outer space.
Skip it.
Okay.
Angela something?
No. We'll come back. So pass. The black man who advocated for us to go back to Africa. He organized it. He's a journalist.
Here's the thing. I think I know this. Does he have a house in Ghana? Or did he have a house in Ghana?
All right, pass. Okay. The last one is the first black woman to get a pilot license.
Mother.
Okay.
okay, anything else about them?
Yeah, right. Well, let's go back to the astronaut. She.
Okay.
Month before June.
Dr. April. Jameson. May
Jemison.
Yes.
Why are you saying it?
And the wire at the end. Got
I
two.
I thought the buzzer went off. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Nice job. A little help. A little help. Nothing wrong with that.
Jasmine.
I did. I swear to God. I was like, say it before it goes on.
Yeah. So we had Harriet Tubman, Mae Jemison, who was the first black astronaut. We have Marcus Garvey, who advocated for us to go back to Liberia. Mm. He like organized the whole thing. And
I don't know who that is. Wow.
I know the name.
And then we have the Bessie Coleman, and then we didn't even get to Crispus Attucks.
Oh, Bessie.
My mom.
Is that the one that, did Queen Latifah do a movie based off of her? Is that what that movie Bessie is, or is that something different?
I feel like that's something different. I'm not sure. I haven't seen it.
I'm just a little bit upset with those five.
I know. I didn't.
Mother.
I would have only gotten Harriet Tubman and Dr. Mae Jemison. I don't even know who Christmas Aspicus is.
American Revolution. He was a black man, and so he died in the Boston Massacre.
Mm. What was his name? Say it again.
Christmas Atticus.
Not gonna Atticus? Forget. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I definitely knew that, but that's like something I feel like I learned in elementary school.
Yeah.
When I lived in Maine and they actually taught us about, you know, things that happened in Boston.
We're doing the American Revolution right now in third grade for my boys. So, yep, we're right on.
Yeah. Top. I'm like, wow. It's been totally. A minute. Yep. And that's a tidbit. That would be like one little tidbit or nugget they'd give you.
Yeah.
Anyway, Thanks, Mom.
Oh, gosh. Now I'm nervous.
Alrighty.
Well, Sonora's got three. You've got one. Shantae's got one. Mm-hmm. Jazz is up to bat, so to speak, right? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'm probably good.
You ready?
I'm going to go for... Yeah.
Okay. Big deep breath. And go.
Okay. So she is also a famous author. She wrote the book, Their Eyes Are Watching God.
Maya Angelou?
No. Okay.
Sorry.
He is the antithesis of Martin Luther King.
Antithesis?
Okay.
Malcolm X?
Yes. You get a car. You get a car. You
Oprah
get a car.
Winfrey.
Okay. Back up because I just skipped the first two. Also, I only have four on my list. No, okay. Nora with the Z.
Oh, Nora Neale Thurston. Zora Neale Thurston. Nora Neale Thurston.
We're going to give it to
her.
Okay. I don't know how to get her to this one, and I only have four people. Let's just go into the bank.
Oh, we're out of time. Okay,
I'm sorry, Jasmine. The last person was Stokely Carmichael.
I don't know who that is either.
He was a civil rights activist.
From what era?
Like the 60s. Like,
okay.
All of these people she sent me are definitely old. Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh, no, wait. Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, because I know that like certain people were prominent in certain like eras. So sometimes I'm like, you know, think 80s or like 70s.
Wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Stokely Carmichael was a Trinidadian American civil rights activist known for leading the SNCC and the Black Panther Party in the 1960s.
Wow. So I'm definitely going to like everybody from these lists, I'm going to try to have to do some like research on pickups. Okay. So, also, what's her name that I couldn't say?
Zora Neale Hurston.
Hurston. Why did I keep wanting Thurston?
I will name my first child after her.
Yeah. I was like, no.
I kept wanting to say Thurston.
And then how she had.
I think I was trying to put Thurgood Marshall inside the mix.
We'll go with that.
I definitely need to educate myself on majority of these people, but also we need to get somebody maybe from our age range.
Absolutely.
I feel like
this one was good because we're trying to be educated and we don't really want to know who they are. Like,
that is true.
That's not the point necessarily, but yeah, it was hard.
Very. Fannie Lou Hamer, I want to look more about that. When I was like kind of doing my quick debrief on her, I was like, oh, interesting. Okay. My ears perked up a little
bit. Oh, fun fact also. So today for the 21-day walking meditation I'm doing, guess who is highlighted? Zora Neale Hurston. Look at that.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah. And I was about to tell you who it was. And then I was like, oh, no, she's on my list. I can't say anything. But yeah, I'm excited for that.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah. Are we hopping into another break? I'm sorry. I just am really.
Well, we had a tie, so we'll just stick with that for the sisters. So that's cool. It's a good attempt by both. So do we need a tiebreaker? We're not going to do that, or just kind of like we'll go from there.
Oh, I get. I mean, let's do. Sonora, you have your document up, right?
Yeah.
They have the. Ooh. They have. There's a link in there for the celebrity random generator.
Okay.
Let's have that be the tiebreaker.
So we go through another set of five then?
Let's do three.
So the first one is three.
Set it to three.
Okay. The behind the stages.
Let's do like 30 seconds, Benny.
And on this list, these people are not going to be African American always.
Wait, reshuffle yours.
Okay.
Because I feel like...
Shantae didn't like mine.
I didn't like mine.
I feel like we've had some of those people on before and...
Okay.
So intense.
Ooh, okay.
Better.
Okay.
Okay. Big breath. Yeah. Ooh, who's going first?
You kill me with this deep breath thing. She's like, I'll go first.
Okay. All right. And go.
All right. He played the Grinch. He was the mask.
Oh, shoot.
He was also in Bruce Almighty.
Why can't I think of his name? I know who he is.
He makes really crazy facial expressions.
Was in Liar Liar?
Liar Liar.
Pass.
Short for James.
She said pass. Go.
Okay. He was in Pirates of the Caribbean. He's accused of like abusing his ex. Yep. Everybody loves this man. His last name is our state's name. Everybody loves this man.
I know, right? Benny? What? No, I'm not Drake? On the list. Yeah, Drake. I'm with Drake. Awesome.
What? Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
That's Jim Carrey.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Okay. And then the last one was Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so one. That's not too difficult out of 3 or 30 seconds. I mean, you know, this is all right. Got to focus on this.
The pressure is on, man. I'm hot.
All right.
Okay. It's 30 seconds. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. And go.
All right. Mama from the Blind Side.
Sandra Bullock.
Yep. All right. Iron Man.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yep. And,
oh!
Oh, shoot. She plays... She's an actress, often confused with Sandra Bullock.
Jamie Presley?
No.
The other white brunette.
Gosh. Oh my gosh.
I don't know of anyone that gets confused for Sandra Bullock.
It's the other white brunette, you know? Like. What is it?
What?
Who?
Julia Roberts?
Oh, well, yeah.
Pretty Woman?
That's
Pretty
Woman. That's actually not bad.
Steel Magnolia?
Emma Roberts' aunt.
Yeah.
Pray, Eat Love.
Mm-hmm. Eat, Pray, Love.
She's a redhead.
Instead of Pretty Woman. I should have gone back into the
She's also a red. Wait, real quickly. Do you confuse...
I'm not redhead. Look.
Do you confuse her? Do you confuse them
all
for
the
each
time.
Other? Interesting.
I like all that. The time.
I'm going to always think about that now.
Okay, so let's go ahead and we're going to jump into a quick 2 to 3 minute break before we jump into our review of the week and our hot topic.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 AM. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
If you talk and they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hey, Seattle. Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
All right, welcome back. We had a very brief break, and before that, we played our icebreaker, which was pretty intense.
Yeah, it was hard, too.
It was hard, and we learned a lot, and we actually had to go into a tiebreaker. So now we're going to go ahead and jump into a really quick review and what's hot now. Before we jump into our meat and potatoes hot topic with Miss Sonora over here. So To kick it off, before we jump into our review of Insecure, which we always do, let's talk about some things that we've been watching and what to look out for. So for those of you guys who are into music, which we are, as you all know, Chloe and Halle are dropping a new EP tomorrow. Yay! Claps for Chloe and Halle. So they're like prodigies to Beyonce, you know? Like,
I was looking at their video. I literally was watching their video this morning while I was pulling the song. They really have that kind of just kind of Beyonce-esque.
Yeah.
Just overall, like, styling them the right way.
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm really excited about that. They dropped a single not too long ago, and it kind of went up. A lot of people have been loving it, and so I'm excited to see what the rest of their album looks like. Outside of that, we started and finished a
short series, a limited series called Self Made about Madam C.J. Walker last night. And why are you shaking your head?
Yeah, why are you shaking?
It was so bad.
Okay, it was kind of,
a bit corny.
I was saying that. It was definitely kind of corny.
When I saw they had Tiffany Haddish in it, I was like, interesting.
Yeah. But the whole time, like watching it, I mean, it was very interesting. We liked it. I know it says that it's based off of her life. So I know that, it's not like going to be true to a T. But there was a lot of things that, like, as I was watching it, I was kind of like, oh, I never knew that. Or like,
we didn't know that the product was stolen.
Yes.
Yeah. That has me kind of bummed out. What? So anyways, we started it and finished it. I recommend it. But in conjunction with that, we wanted to highlight that
Netflix has a new category that is highlighting the struggles of Black people. It's called Black Lives Matter. You'll find there's probably like 40 different shows and or movies that, and they're all like variant. So it's like documentaries, different series. Mm-hmm. Definitely check that out if you're looking to kind of.
Don't go watch The Help.
Why?
Because it's a white savior movie.
What do you mean?
It portrays Emma Stone's character as being a white savior for the Black
community. Oh, like understood.
It's not a real.
Is that on Netflix?
Yeah, they put it out.
Oh, okay.
Right around the time it started happening.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And then outside of Netflix, Amazon Prime has it's like a PBS special called Africa's Great Civilizations. And I think there's like 6 parts to it, but it highlights the history of Africans in Africa. And it kind of highlights the history even of like Christianity, how old, markings and things that they found. Just it's actually very interesting because it's kind of more the truth about African history rather than what we're taught about African history.
And like, what are we really even taught?
Exactly. So I was actually, as soon as a friend recommended it to us, and as soon as they were telling us about it, I was like, oh, this is actually very interesting and something that I feel like right now is very relevant to to watch and actually learn about. And then outside of that,
Insecure.
Sonora, do you watch Insecure?
Yes, of course you know.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Oh, good. Yes. Oh, goody, goody, goody.
It's our absolute favorite show.
Yes. We watch it every single Sunday. We live tweet it and then we talk about it on the show. And I was so wrong about how I thought.
She owes us a drink because she definitely said last week that she wanted to wager a drink.
If I was wrong. So to top it off, Condola did not have a surprise baby.
She's not pregnant.
There's no surprise baby in the works for Lawrence and Condola.
On the flip side, Lawrence and Issa, that's heating up and we're all happy.
Even though we don't want to be.
It's a very weird situation.
It's so weird.
I think it's because we're all.
He's grown up. She's grown up. They owned up to their stuff. I'm for it.
But I just think it's like we're trying to be cautious about it.
I'm trying to protect Issa's heart. I'm trying to protect their heart.
I'm trying to protect my heart. I can't have Lawrence do me wrong again.
That's mainly what it is, you know, and I don't see it, you know, happening that way. But then there's the elephant in the room of like, Lawrence might be potentially going to San Francisco. What does that mean for Issa? Okay. And then Nathan's character, sorry, his real name is
Kendrick.
Nathan's character opened up to her about his mental health. And, you know, you could definitely tell that he was kind of in his feelings when Issa
said that she was back with Lawrence.
You know, so that to me is kind of like, okay, so that right there is like unfinished business, something that needs to be talked about.
It's always been unresolved. And I've always needed them to resolve that as well.
You know, so for me, it's like, I'm happy for Issa and Lawrence, but I'm also like, you have not fully explored Nathan.
Yeah,
Nathan,
and I really liked Nathan when they met. Like, I was like, yes, this is it. We need to move on from Lawrence. There's no need to look back. And then he ghosted her.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
what do you?
But it makes sense.
What do you like? How do you feel about it? And like, what do you think about the Nathan and Lawrence situation? And then we'll talk about Molly.
You know, I like Lawrence, but also I think because he's grown, he needs to go to San Francisco.
Right. He shouldn't stay there because of Issa.
Yeah, but I think because of what we know about him as a person, he's going to make some stupid decision to try and stay in LA, and Issa's going to have wanted to now move on to Nathan.
And no, I feel like Issa's going to be like,
thank you, Sonora.
I feel like Issa's going to be the one to push him to go to San Fran. I really do. I think that because of, again, the history and the growth and whatnot, I really do think that she's going to be like, no, like, I want this for you. Like, you know, well, because she's got her own thing to work on and grow. Yeah. Just as, you know.
She will want him to go.
Oh, she's but not together.
Him. Yeah. That's what she's saying.
See,
Jasmine, that's what I was talking about last week when it's like, we're kind of in uncharted territories. Like, I can't say whether or not I'm for this or not because they are both in very different places. And it's like, while, yeah, they go together, they're in different places in their life. And that doesn't mean that you go back and try to make something work that, like, why?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we like it. We love to see it. I'd rather see them together than fighting and apart. Yeah. But like at the same time, they're both going in different directions in their life.
Yeah.
And they're going to try and like either stop any momentum they've got to be together or they're going to separate.
Yeah.
Let's just hope that if they do, it's amicable.
Same. I agree. Now, let's talk about the whole Molly and Issa bologna sandwich that unfolded.
Boo.
Like, okay, so I totally get it. They met up and they had drinks or food?
Brunch.
They had brunch. Okay, yes, they had brunch. And then they didn't talk about anything. They just kiki'd and caught up and had a good old grand old time, went through an entire pitcher of mimosas. And then from that point on, even we as an audience were like, wait, nothing really happened, but they're cool?
Yeah, like they didn't talk about anything.
Yeah, and then the fact that, like, you know, they popped up at, her and Nathan popped up at Andrew's and she was there and they were hanging out and it was like, okay, cool, this is fun. But again, nothing was really being talked about, although it also was not the time. You got two men in the room. Then Molly goes and ruins everything.
As she always does.
Who sends a text? I get it. But like, we're in this day and age in which you should not be having these mistakes happen. You know?
So for everyone who doesn't know, Molly, while they were all together and Issa was there, Nathan was there, she texts her boyfriend Andy and says, you see, I'm really trying with her. But the gag is she sent the text message to Issa. So Issa gets the text and is sitting right across from Molly and is like,
and then responds and is like, did you mean to send this to me?
And then walks out as anybody should and would.
Oh, girl. You know what I would have done? I would have gotten up. And if there was any type of beverage on the table, I would have accidentally spilt it. And then I would have walked out.
Weak.
Just to be petty and dramatic.
And so, you know, obviously Molly follows her out and they start to try and talk about it. And Molly, of course, is like, we haven't talked about this situation. And Issa's like, well, I didn't know that you wanted to. But if you want to, let's talk about it now. Let's put everything out on the table. And Molly essentially was like, maybe we're not friends anymore. We've outgrown each other.
And Issa
was like, okay. Of course, Molly was upset because that's what Molly does. Pushes people away and doesn't give them any chance to do anything else but like be backed in a corner or leave. And then she's like, why are you leaving me?
Right.
I don't understand.
And that's
I don't like Molly.
Yeah.
And that's his responsibility on the other person.
Exactly.
Always.
And so that's essentially how we left it off. And that's where we're at now. So we don't know what's going to happen moving forward. But that just definitely was all around. Nothing felt good about that situation.
Absolutely not.
You know, my feelings were hurt for Issa.
I'll have to say this. I feel like last week it was kind of like, do we want them to be friends? I don't really know that I need them to be friends anymore. And it's very interesting because, again, I think I've said this before. I feel very like I've got like a couple of friendships right now that are in this stage. And it's just kind of like I'm kind of questioning, like, do we still do this? Does this still serve each of us? Is it working? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I feel very much like Issa. I'm like, all right, well, if you're not going to put in the effort, neither am I. All right, we can just kind of like go our separate ways. Like, there will always be love and care, and I'll always have those great memories. But like, I can't do that back and forth with people. And so it's very interesting to see all of this portrayed out in the show because it's just really relevant and timely for me personally. I just looked this up before we got into this. There's only one episode left.
Wait, Shantae. No, I'm going to do Shantae's.
It's a... And I was doing that. That's a reference to Parks and Rec.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Leslie is super neurotic and Anne once told her to take a deep breath. And
that's
like,
what she did.
And then just kept going.
I love it. I love it even more now that I know that like it's connected to that. That's cute. Hey, you should keep doing that.
So yeah, we have one more episode and I don't know what they're going to give us in the last one, but...
I think it's going to be a culmination of Molly and Issa's falling out. Culmination, thank you. Molly and Issa's falling out, and then Issa having to make a decision about what she's going to do with Nathan and Lawrence. That's what's going to... He's going to get a job in San Fran, and all that stuff is going to happen.
Can they just not leave us hanging for the next season for so long? Because I already know I'm going to want more answers. The episodes are already too short.
Okay, so... Let's go ahead and jump into our hot topic and kind of the main reason why we brought Miss Sonora on today. Last week, she approached us with this wonderful idea to put out a PSA to our fellow brothers and sisters and allies to take action beyond protests. You know, once Black Lives Matter isn't trending anymore and we're not front page news and all this stuff, what else can you do to continue the fight for change? So she came up with this idea. It was 22 ideas for policy reform. You want to talk a little bit about that, Sonora?
Sure. Yeah. Basically, I asked Jasmine and Shantae to help me read off this list of 22 policy reforms for police officers that would help to end or to change police brutality and to hold police officers and our government in general accountable.
Mm-hmm. And is this list something that people, if they wanted to, could send to their representatives as just kind of like ideas as well?
Yes. So any of these are just a starting point. It's not a complete list. It's not a final list, but you can find it up on Facebook, Instagram. And eventually we will be posting a solid list that you can just copy and paste and post and send to your representatives. You can also find a link at that video to find your representatives if you don't actually know who they are.
How many views does that have now?
It has about 86,000 views.
Do you guys hear that? Not 86,000. So obviously there are people out here who are behind the ideas that Sonora has put together. You know, we're not just blowing smoke.
They're definitely not radical ideas either.
This whole thing is it's not a political issue. This is a human rights issue.
Right.
And so
right.
It shouldn't be across party lines that you have an issue with it. Like none of the ideas said to abolish the police.
None of them. Or even to defund.
No, exactly. We just want to demilitarize them.
Yes.
I wanted to take a step back and just kind of say, so like, I feel like this time is different. Yes. And so I wanted to ask collectively, how does it feel to you compared to other instances of police brutality? Like, how does this time feel different to you?
Sonora, I want you to go first.
Sure. I mean, in some ways, it doesn't feel different. Like, this has happened across history to Black people since we got brought over on boats
yeah.
over here. And so this isn't something that's new. What's new is that white people seem to care after watching this video for almost 9 minutes of a white police officer deliberately and premeditatedly kneeling on this Black man's neck for having a counterfeit $20 bill. And so,
like, I didn't even know that was a crime that you'd call the police for.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and to know that he didn't even know that it was counterfeit.
That it was counterfeit.
Yeah. He's not out here just making them in mass. And I want to, for my response to that, I kind of want to piggyback on that with you, Sonora, because I even asked Shantae last night. I was like, is it corny to you that all of a sudden everybody is screaming Black Lives Matter? And, you know, and she said, you know, yes and no, because I'm going to take the support and I'm going to take, you know, what I can get. And absolutely, you know, and it's just a matter of maybe, and from the people that I've spoken to, it's not that they never agreed or understood it. It's just a matter of, I don't know how to speak on it without either making it about me, yep. because a lot of people, non-Black people, don't know how to speak on it without making it about themselves. Yes. And also don't know how, and also don't want to say the wrong thing, because in this day and age, you can be crucified for anything. So I feel like people are now like, okay, I see that this is an issue and I'm going to speak on it regardless, because I understand that I do have this privilege. And people are breaking it down, I see, in different ways. And that is also, I feel like, helping. I've had two or three different people now tell me like, oh yeah, I saw this one video break it down and it clicked for me all of a sudden. And now I'm kind of like, wow, all I need to do is use my voice and privilege. And that alone makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm.
I definitely agree with you, Sonora. It's definitely been going on for years, and I am happy that everyone is finally awake. And like I said, yeah, I just want to take whatever we can get. But what I want more than anything is the action behind it. I don't really care about your nice words.
Yeah.
And, you know, you finally seeing that Black lives do matter. What I want is it to change, like, more than anything. I don't want to sound like mean or brash, but it's just kind of like, that's all we need.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I think that the important thing to recognize too, is that by having this white allyship all of a sudden spring up, you know, we are seeing change. Cory Booker and Kamala Harris brought a bill to the House of Representatives, you know, from Black Caucus, having police reforms. You have Houston that is now starting to defund the police, which also defunding the police doesn't mean taking away all their money. Defunding the police means setting rules. If you don't get your police brutality down, if you don't set data, if you don't stop purchasing AK-57s, like if you don't stop doing those, we will withhold funding. That's what the police means.
So seriously, so Sonora, I want to ask, for people who, allies, you know, say, who don't know where to start, or say they want to know what steps they can take to get more involved, what advice would you give them, or what would you suggest?
Yeah, I mean, for really like effective allyship, first of all, don't tell other people that you don't know where to start.
Yeah, it's literally everywhere now.
It's everywhere, and you need to take the initiative to
initiative.
Yes, exactly. You need to
Google.
Yeah, you have the internet at your fingertips. Google what anti-racism is. Don't not be a racist. Be actively anti-racist. Know what the difference between systematic and institutionalized racism is. Know what implicit and explicit bias is. Know what fragility is. Like, to be an effective ally, you have to know these terms so that you can begin to fix them and actually stand by your Black brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful. Let's see. Do you know anything about we can talk about like organizations that people can join too, because I don't even think that a lot of these groups, you have to be a Black person to join. You know, anybody can. Mm-hmm. So again, color is not necessarily an issue when it comes to supporting the cause. Black Lives Matter is in pretty much every city across the nation. And there's a lot of other, you know, smaller organizations that are claiming themselves to be Black Lives Matter. Just make sure that you do your research if you're going to support the one in your city and county.
In Seattle, it is the Black Lives Matter King County chapter. So just so that you know, it's not Black Lives Matter Seattle, it's King County.
The NAACP, one of the oldest existing organizations.
I've been seeing a lot of ads from them. They are looking for members, especially here in Seattle. So definitely check them out.
Urban League and United Way. United Way always has volunteer opportunities.
And during this time with the pandemic, I'm sure that they really are looking for anybody who is able-bodied and willing to help right now. The Urban League, ours here in Seattle is called Seattle Urban League. I actually joined as a member. And so I'm hoping that once I start getting more communication from them, that I can somehow, you know, maybe get on a board or just start attending their meetings and just learning more about how I, what I can do to help myself.
Yeah, I think the important thing to realize when you're talking about organizations and anything like that, a lot of people are like, oh, well, I don't know what I can contribute. Every single person has strengths. And so use that. Think about what your strengths are. You know, like Shantae has marketing and advertising on her side. Organizations need that. Jasmine can speak and she's good with people. Organizations can use that. I'm going to law school so that I can use that. Everybody has
exactly
it can add into this.
Yeah.
If you can write, if you like public speaking, fundraising, you know how to put events together. Like they literally, there is something for everybody. And if there's not, you can check the other box and say, I don't know what I can do, but I would love for you to find a place for me.
I'm here to help. I'm here to offer my services.
Yeah. And if you don't have time, donate money. If you don't have money, vote. That's it.
Find a petition, you know.
There's so many petitions that you can be signing right now.
Let's go ahead and jump into a really quick recap. And then Sonora, we will have you plug your social media for everybody, okay? So my weekly recap, I'm going to say, was The Way. Like I said, I was spoiled with my friends and I got to have some me time on Sunday. Definitely The Way. Always.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll agree. My weekly recap was The Way. And definitely check out the Black History Bootcamp podcast if you have a chance. You can also sign up on the GirlTrek.com website if you want to actually be a part of the live recordings that they do. I actually walk while I listen to it for 30 minutes. And it's really nice.
And then our icebreaker. That one... definitely The Way. It was a tough one.
It was not The Way that we didn't know.
Right. The fact that none of us really knew Not The Way, and that's on us.
That's what
it
makes
was really
it fun, though. That's what makes it
fun. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm mainly talking about, like, I said this last time, I was going to embarrass myself for not knowing, you know, like, Black history, but, you know, we all got to start somewhere.
Right. Our new releases or what's coming on, obviously The Way. We've got two important things related to Black history and education. Chloe and Halle music, always going to be The Way. And then Insecure, definitely The Way. And we've got one episode left and that's not The Way, but hey, we'll take what we can get.
And our hot topic, is The Way. I think educating people more and more and just continuing to have the discussion around it is important. And we're going to continue to use our platform as much as we can to educate folks and, you know, get the word out, push that.
Sonora, let's go ahead and tell the people where they can find you.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at @that_Sonora. And you can see all that I'm about.
She likes to travel, but you guys see we're all grounded
right
now.
That's been a heartbreaker. Alrighty, well, thanks for tuning in to The Way with Jazz and Tay this week, everybody. We really appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed.
We'll catch you next week.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week. Same time, same place.
Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT.
Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.